Sleep apnea is a serious, but often overlooked threat to Ironman triathletes. Even elite athletes are not immune. Up to 20% may be affected, and broader data show sleep apnea affects 15 to 50% of U.S. adults. Athletes may be at particular risk. NFL players show rates of 14 to 19%, compared with 2 to 5% in the general population, and studies suggest clinicians miss about 80% of moderate to severe cases. For triathletes, this matters because race performance depends on recovery, endurance, focus, and cardiovascular efficiency. The core idea is simple. Sleep apnea can undermine training quality, race readiness, and long-term health, but early screening and targeted management can help you maintain your competitive edge. Watch for symptoms during training. Persistent daytime tiredness, low energy, poor concentration, morning headaches, and slower recovery. If you stop breathing during sleep, have loud regular snoring, wake up short of breath, or feel drowsiness that impairs training, seek medical evaluation. Screening is important because many cases go undetected. The Stop-Bang questionnaire is highlighted as having high sensitivity for moderate to severe sleep apnea, with accuracy improving as severity increases. Other useful tools include the Epworth Sleepiness Scale, which measures daytime sleepiness, and a four-variable screen based on gender, BMI, blood pressure, and snoring. Sleep apnea disrupts recovery in several ways. It interferes with muscle repair and protein synthesis, and sleep-deprived athletes may show higher levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines, which can slow recovery after hard training. It also disrupts hormones. Melatonin production may fall, reducing antioxidant effects. Cortisol secretion becomes irregular, affecting stress responses. Leptin changes can disturb metabolic function. These hormonal shifts can create a cycle of poor recovery. Glycogen replenishment is another major issue. Endurance athletes need glycogen repletion rates of about 5 to 6 mmol per kilogram of wet weight per hour to fully recover within 24 hours. Poor sleep can lead to poorer food choices, further impairing glycogen restoration and protein synthesis. Performance optimization strategies focus on improving sleep quality and aligning training with the athlete's physiological state. Athletes using CPAP therapy show improvements in endurance and reaction time. The article suggests scheduling harder sessions once CPAP has been used consistently for 3 to 4 weeks, because high-quality sleep is more valuable than a longer period of disrupted sleep. Nutrition timing also matters. Avoid caffeine after early afternoon, eat your last meal 3 to 4 hours before bed, choose high glycemic carbohydrates for evening meals, and keep meal times consistent to support circadian rhythm. Proper meal timing can influence the tryptophan-to-large-neutral amino acid ratio, which affects sleep quality. Sleep position can also reduce apnea episodes. Recommended techniques include sleeping on the side with a body pillow, raising the upper body 15 to 30 degrees, using positional devices, and, if needed, trying the tennis ball technique. Side sleeping is associated with fewer apnea events than back sleeping. Combining these strategies with sleep tracking helps athletes maintain consistent positions and identify patterns that affect training. Long-term health risks are significant. Untreated sleep apnea can impair cardiovascular response during exercise. Athletes may show a blunted heart rate response, exaggerated blood pressure responses, and decreased cardiac output at peak exercise. A large longitudinal study found that severe sleep apnea is associated with a 2.2 times higher incidence of cardiovascular events over 7.5 years. Cognitive function is also affected, particularly attention, working memory, and executive function. Athletes may experience slower reaction times after intense exercise, poorer motor coordination, weaker memory consolidation, and reduced decision-making ability. Injury risk is another critical concern. Athletes who sleep less than 8.1 hours per night face 1.7 times more injuries than those who sleep longer. Poor sleep quality predicts injuries, especially concussions. Athletes with moderate to severe insomnia have a 3.13 times higher risk. Anxiety related to sleep apnea is associated with a 2.3 times higher likelihood of injury. In one study, 40.6% of athletes experienced injuries of various types. Additional findings from the article's FAQ section reinforce the performance implications. Sleep apnea severity is linked to lower VO2 max, meaning more severe breathing interruptions are associated with reduced aerobic capacity. Testosterone replacement therapy can worsen obstructive sleep apnea by altering airway neuromuscular control, metabolic demands, and responses to low oxygen and high carbon dioxide. Sleep apnea may also affect iron levels through changes in absorption, loss, storage, gastrointestinal function, metabolic pathways, and endocrine activity. The critical takeaway is that sleep apnea management should be treated as part of an Ironman athlete's training plan, not as a separate health issue. Early detection, medical evaluation, CPAP use when indicated, sleep position strategies, nutrition timing, training schedule adjustments, and consistent monitoring can improve recovery, reduce cardiovascular strain, protect cognitive performance, and lower injury risk. For triathletes, the goal is not just to sleep more, but to sleep better. When sleep apnea is properly managed, athletes can maintain training quality, race performance, and long-term health while continuing to pursue high-level competition.